World Series Game 1 tonight. And got a couple of things associated with baseball. One's not so fun. The other one, I think it's fun and has to do with a trivia question I knew the answer to, but I didn't realize this guy was still alive and what some of the backstory. Think about it. I'll give you just it's the answer to the trivia question is the only player that has ever won the World Series MVP while playing for the losing team. I'll let you ponder that for just a moment, and we'll get back to that. As you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie and Art Lewis in his home studio, and so if you're listening to Pat's Sports this morning, you're hearing Pat make a reference to, hey, World Series Game 1 tonight, what fun, but what the heck's going on with baseball? I mean, already talk about trouble for next baseball season?
Yeah, the collective bargaining agreement will run out on December the 1st. It does not seem like the owners and players are any close to really reaching some kind of new deal. And this is talking about updating the luxury tax, I guess free agent time, you know, how long a player has to stick with a team after they've been drafted.
Oh, the time of service stuff.
The service stuff, yes, that service time that the Tigers have really been utilizing, and the other teams too.
Yeah.
You know, there have been a lot of teams, a lot of owners out there who have been able to rely on their TV revenue while not really putting a great product on the field. Baltimore Orioles.
But you had somebody in mind, yeah.
They'd be a prime example.
They would be. Oh. They would be. So, you know, the players are, you know, it's going to be give and take here. We'll see what happens. Nobody's really freaking out just about yet because we're still, you know, so far away from spring training. But, you know, before we know it, right, how many times do we say this? All of a sudden, you know, January is almost over and you're like, whoa, wait, in 2 weeks the spring training begins.
Well, in this history, they've shot themselves in the foot before.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, they're going to hurt baseball, too, if they have a...
Well,
you know,
that's what they did the last time.
I know it, and you can't afford to do that right now.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, everybody said baseball's dead and all that stuff. And then
well, this isn't going to make it any healthier.
I will say this.
You're talking about the World Series.
I will say
this. It comes back a little bit.
It did. But I will say I think it did take a hit there for a few years.
For many years.
I agree with that. I think it really did. But it didn't kill it. I mean, you know, it's...
It just solidified, I think, football taking over as the national pastime when the strike happened in 1994.
When they didn't have the World Series.
They didn't
that
have
was
the World
biggest
Series. Right.
Problem.
Right. Right. I don't know. I'm just reading. It doesn't sound like you know, we have to expect a canceling of the season or anything like that. However, this could run into delaying free agent signings. That's huge,
sure.
And
absolutely.
This could you know, chew into some of the spring training. It could. We'll have to see.
And for Tigers fans, we'd want to hear that because there's talk about perhaps if the right free agent is available, that this is when the Tigers are now perhaps going to push, especially for the shortstops that are going to be on the free agent market.
Yeah. Alavia had always said for the last few years, wait to 2022, right? I think that's what he always said. 2022 is when they'll open up the pocketbooks again and try to get a big-name free agent again. So let's hope. But that can only happen if they can get a new CBA here done pretty soon. Well, but it does not look like that's going to happen.
Stay tuned for more, as they say.
Yeah.
I wonder how Major League Baseball is thinking about Atlanta, where they pulled the All-Star game. Guess who's in the World Series?
Yeah.
Well, one of the only reasons I would root for Atlanta to win is just to have the commissioner. I'm not sure he could even appear on the field because you'd never hear him say anything because the
booze. Yeah,
yes, right.
Yeah, Houston, Atlanta beginning tonight for Game 1 of the World Series, which is why we talked about that in the first place.
Yeah.
Let me throw this at you real quick, too, because I thought I'd tie this in. I just saw this the other day. And it reminded me of one of those trivia questions. For whatever reason, I retain the answer to this, but I couldn't tell you the important questions that I never could retain memory in school, so I'd fail the class. But the only player in Major League Baseball history ever to be awarded the World Series MVP while playing for a losing team. Only one.
Hmm. How many years ago are we talking?
He's still alive.
Okay.
Which is cool.
All right.
And he is 86 years old.
Hmm.
Yep.
86 years old. That's going about 60 years ago.
And I didn't realize that this guy retired when he was only 30 years old.
Wow.
Because at that time, he had a wife and three children, and he wanted to spend more time with his family. He couldn't do it.
Whew. All right. So 50 or 60 years ago.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Around 1960.
You're
on the track.
1960 is perfect. 1960 is perfect. Now, if you remember the World Series that year.
Was that 1960 World Series, right?
Yes, 1960.
Bill Mazeroski hitting the home run
exactly
against.
Exactly right. Most people think that Mazeroski was the MVP because of the walk-off home run to beat the Yankees.
Right. So who was the Yankee?
Bobby Richardson.
Well, I would not have gotten that.
Nah,
one.
Nobody got it.
Because he set the record, which still stands today, for the most RBIs in a World Series. He had 12.
Wow.
They lost.
Well, that was the series that the Yankees blew out the Pirates in the three games they won.
Yep.
Outscored them 55-27, except in the games they lost, which were close games, and of course the walk-off.
Right.
But for whatever reason, somebody was looking back on this and was talking to Mazeroski, who, by the way, was awarded a Corvette for winning the MVP because at that time he had a wife and three kids.
Yeah.
Said, I can't fit my family into this Corvette. Can I trade it in? And he got an Oldsmobile.
Well, I understand that because I had to get rid of my Corvette because I had a kid.
See, that darn family gets
yeah, I know. They get in the way.
Although it says here he did buy that same Corvette back from the dealership a year later. I'm sure he could afford it. But, yeah, I didn't realize it says here he retired after the 1966 season at the age of 30 because at that time he had a wife and then four kids.
Huh.
He wanted to spend more time with his family. He appeared in his first Yankees old-timers game at the age of 31.
Wow.
And was the MVP, right?
And for, bless his heart, this guy is still alive. As I said, he is still married. He and his wife have been married for 65 years. He has 5 children, 18 grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren, and a 14th is on the way. Wow. Is that a cool story for a retired baseball player?
What a family tree there.
But I didn't realize he had retired that early. I mean, I knew he was, just like I said, it's one of those things I retained. I always thought it was Mazeroski, and it's like, nope.
No.
So there's your...
All right, interesting.
There's your trip. Will it happen again this series? Will somebody on the losing team perform so well that he overwhelms the winner?
There will be no drums, we know that.
Oh, Houston appreciates your reference, Pat Johnston.